SBS Radio.
Hi, Abigail. So, how did you get the role, Abigail?
I actually was the student of Peter Fleming, who wrote the script. My English teacher at Loyola Senior High School, and Pam, who's also on cast, is my music teacher. So they asked me to join the cast.
And how did you find the role?
I really enjoyed it.
You've played so many roles, right?
Yeah, so I was Victoria, friend of Maria Clara, and then I also played a dinner guest and a relative. And I enjoyed all of the roles. This is my first time as well, so.
So this is your first role on stage?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it, and I loved working with everyone. I learned a lot from everyone as well.
So you're not a professional in that sense?
No.
But with this, are you inspired to take theater later on? Or?
I'd like to, if the opportunity comes up again, definitely. I'd love to do it again, because it was such, so I learned so much. It was fun. It was great to learn from other people, and I love to sing. That's my passion. So,
but yeah. You have not done any professional studying on stage theater.
For stage theater, no. I've been singing since I was young, but more so for like Filipino community shows and front acting. So this is my first time in a theater production.
And did it give you an inspiration to audition for more shows?
Definitely, but. Not anytime soon. It's a lot of work. So yeah, but definitely I would like to continue.
How difficult was it to be part of the play?
Not difficult at all. The cast was so welcoming, and Ani, our director, really gave me tips on how to do my lines and how my face should be in particular scenes. So I got a lot of help from everybody. So
you never auditioned for that?
Oh yeah, I did. I still did. But I joined the cast quite late. So as soon as I auditioned, we started rehearsing a few weeks after that.
Thank you, Abigail.
Thank you so much.
So prior to this play, have you been aware, or are you aware of the Jose Rizal and this novel?
Have I been aware of the novel?
No, I had no idea
of the novel until I was asked to do the play, and I still haven't read it.
Yes. Okay. We should probably get on that and read the actual
I still
thing.
Need to read the novel.
Okay.
I understand it's very thick.
When did you find out about this play?
I know the author. I know Peter Fleming, who wrote the lyrics and who wrote the book. I've known him for nearly 40 years.
Well, I've been part of previous workshops, about two previous workshops of this musical that were done over, I think, a period of 4 years, sort of improving and making it better and better and better.
But I suppose you know Jose Rizal even before, or no? Not even familiar with Jose Rizal, the author?
No, we haven't.
No, I did a little bit of research, but not a lot.
We're trying to keep basically to what the script has is more effective to us as actors.
Oh, yeah. Are professional actors.
Yes, well, I like to think so.
Yeah, I mean, I might go away and read the book now, and then I'll probably be really worried that I didn't do a good job.
Yes, I think that's the point. But I think it's, I mean, personally, I try to do all that stuff afterwards, to actually read the base material afterwards, rather than.
How does it feel? It's a world premiere, and eventually this can probably become popular and be spread across the world. So
it's very exciting to be part of something new and original, and I hope for the author's sake that something does come as a result of it, that it gets transferred or it gets played in other places.
And you played a very major role, Father Damaso Cristo.
Oh yes, he's not a nice person. And I understand that in the Philippines his name is actually used often to describe people who aren't nice.
Yes.
People actually say you're a Damaso. So.
But with the current controversies surrounding the Catholic Church nowadays, so it's very timely that there are lots of Padre Damasos around the world today.
Yes, there's an extra an extra layer because of what's been happening.
And Father Salvi's for that matter.
Yes, for that matter.
Doing more so for Salvi than for me.
I was about to say, a little bit more on the controversy side for Father Salvi.
So when you first found out that you've been playing this role, so what are the comments on your performances?
I had six friends come this afternoon, and they were mightily impressed, not with me, but with the whole production, because they didn't know anything about it at all. So I think they were a bit, they were taken up with the story and really got involved.
And with the representation that you're a Catholic priest.
I haven't had anyone tell me what my interpretation, how my interpretation of being a Catholic priest has gone. But yes. I think I get the crossing right. Yeah.
Let's hope that there are no Catholic priests coming along to see this, because I hope we don't offend them.
Prior to this, have you worked together, or this is the first time to be on
stage? We actually have just worked together in a show at the Hayes Theatre called Aspects of Love.
Yeah. We literally finished about a month ago and came straight across to this.
Yeah. But that's the first time we worked together.
And the show will run for another 5 or 6 days?
Yes, until the 7th of
next Saturday.
Congratulations again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can you just please introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Sean Miguel Perez, and I play Tarsio in No Limit Tangere.
And are you familiar with the novel, really?
No, this is my first experience about the novel. Yes. When I told my family that I landed the role, they got very excited because of how big the novel is in the Philippines.
So. Yeah, you're a Filipino background, but you were born in Australia.
Born and raised in Australia.
Yes.
Raised in a very Filipino home, but not very familiar with the literature.
Okay, but when you were introduced to the play, what was your thought?
My initial thoughts was that it was interesting because I'd never heard of such a story that complicated and intricate and inspiring.
But so, do you know Sarah Rizal, the National Hero of the Philippines? Were you aware of
it? No, all of it was brand new to me. Oh, so when I was doing my research on it, the more I discovered, the more I fell in love with the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got the job as the Mangtasyo.
Yeah.
Did they tell you about Noli Metang, right?
So when they approached my agent direct.
Yeah.
So I auditioned for the composer, Alan.
Yeah.
And then when I got offered the role, that's when I started doing my research on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're really into this kind of acting, no? Stage play and everything.
Yeah, so I'm trained in musical theatre. Yeah,
but is this your first time to get a Filipino role?
Not on stage. I played a Filipino for SBS's Four Corners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did an episode on a cargo ship that had a Filipino crew.
Okay.
And I played one of the crew members on that ship. Yeah, Filipino, yeah.
Could this be brought to other countries, you know, Philippines or US?
As far as I'm aware, they're only doing it here in Australia for the 1 week.
Yeah.
I don't know what their plans are at this point, no.
Because this is the world premiere, so this is the first time, and expectedly this will become more popular as...
Yeah, it's a world premiere, and I'm so honoured to be a part of it, to be part of a world premiere to begin with. So I helped create a role, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Yeah.
And you really nailed it, your role was Mangtasyo.
Thank you. No, it was a lot of hard work, but really enjoyable work too.
How long did it take for you to practice all these things, not just tapping
them? So we had rehearsals for 3 weeks. Three complete weeks, yeah.
And was that enough?
Oh, yeah. But the thing with any stage play or musical is that the more you do the role, especially on stage in front of an audience, the more you discover. So every performance that you do, you'll add a little bit more. And by the end of the run, you've got this more than what you had in rehearsals.
But the crowd is below expectations, so you kind of get frustrated that there are not so many people watching the show?
No, well,
were you happy with that? With
for me personally, I take it with an audience or without an audience. For me, it's about creating stories and creating a role and a character and telling the story, you know? So for me, whether it's 2 people or 200 people, I'm there to entertain and to tell a story for them.
Playing Tarsio, what did you gain?
Tarsio is an interesting character in that he's quite very intellectual and a little bit cynical, but he loves Ibarra. I feel like he's very much like a father-son figure, a mentor, student figure, and as much as he doesn't want to give Ibarra all the answers, he'll push him in the right direction so Ibarra can figure it out.
Okay.
And that reflects for me because I do that with my students and when I teach my actors as well.
Oh, so you're also instructor?
I teach acting and singing and dancing, and I coach other actors as well.
Congratulations again, Sean.
Thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.